ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8 of As-Sahifa Al-Sajjadiyya for Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn As-Sajjad alayhi salamullah. In this supplication, the Imam alayhi salam, he seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from number of things. We have gotten to the part where the Imam says, أَوْ نَغُشُّ أَحَدًا, or that we might cheat someone else. Now, looking at the supplication itself, the Imam salamullah alayhi talks about things that has to deal with people themselves. So first he said, I don't want to take the rights of other people. And after that he said he doesn't want to talk without knowledge, which also relates to people. And now he's talking about cheating other people. And cheating also takes huge place and a big space in the books of morals and ethics and, you know, this kind of discussions. The hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi where it seems to be like a direct cut, as we call today, direct discard. He says, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ غَشَّ مُسْلِمًا أَوْ ضَرَّهُ أَوْ مَكَرَ. He is not amongst us the Muslim. He who cheats Muslims. Simple as that. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. Cheating is not of the akhlaq of the Muslims. Cheating, rather, looking at the text and historical events, it seems to be an action that the Jews used to do, not the Muslims. And especially in Medina, when this used to happen a lot, some of the Muslims, they started following the footsteps of the Jews of the Medina. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had to intervene. And he says, من غش مسلما في شراء أو بيع فليس منا. Whoever cheats a Muslim through a trade or through buying and selling, then he is not amongst us Muslims. He's no longer a Muslim. He can be Christian, he can be a Jew, he can be a Buddhist. He can choose whatever religion he wants. But he is not a Muslim, because Muslims do not cheat their brothers or sisters. And did the Prophet stop there? Obviously not. He continues and he says, وَيُحْشَرُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَعَ الْيَهُودِ. He will be resurrected with the Jews. Why, Ya Rasulullah? He says, لِأَنَّهُمْ أَغَشُّ الْخَلْقِ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. For they are the most cheating when it comes to Muslims. So a Jew might not, you know, necessarily cheat another Jew or another Christian or even an atheist, but when it comes to Muslims, they must cheat them. So he says this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on day of judgment, he will take it, you know, this person who cheated, he will make him and resurrect him among the Jews because this is their trade. So Allah says, don't cheat people. We have a hadith that says, Al-ghashus lisanuhu hulu wa qalbuhu mur. When it talks about the psychology of the people that cheat, he says their tongue is sweet because they have to use the sweetest of language to steal you, don't they? So they can cheat you of your money. وَقَلْبُهُ مُرْ. However, their heart is bitter. Their hearts are filled with hatred. Their hearts are filled with darkness. That's how people work. So the advice here from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam and from the Ahlul Bayt is that make sure you don't put yourself in this category because you will take yourself out of Islam if you start to cheat people. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So we were saying that the cheating people will no longer be Muslims and they will be resurrected among the Jews. Now a person might say, well, but I did the Shahadatain. I announced the Shahadatain, I pray and I fast, and I also cheat. So does that make me not a Muslim? Now, sometimes when we speak about technicalities is one thing. Realities to Allah is another. So technically speaking, if I perform wudu and I pray, my prayer is correct. But does that mean Allah has to accept it? From fiqh-wise, it is correct. Maybe on the spiritual level, in the realm of spirituality, Allah says, I can't accept such a salah because you're praying to me, but you never spoke to me because your mind was absent in this salah. So Allah has the right to reject. So not everything works by technicality. So here, yes, I'm a Muslim, technically speaking, I'm a Muslim. But on Day of Judgment, Allah says, it is not the name, the technical name that you had in the world. Rather, it is the action that you've done that will manifest itself in the hereafter. So if I've done any form of cheating, Allah says, well, you're no longer a Muslim, and because of that action, you can join your friends, the Jews, and let Musa deal with you. If that's going to happen. So the idea is that we should not cheat Muslims. Even Islam in generally, it doesn't favor one race over another. It's not like I can't cheat Muslims, but I can cheat non-Muslims. This is no. The hadith says, شَرُّ النَّاسِ مَنْ غَشَّ النَّاسِ. The worst of people is he who cheats people. And people here, Nas in Arabic, is a very general term. It includes every human being on earth, males and females. Both genders and all ages are included. Even when we were kids, we've been told not to cheat in our exams, haven't we? So the idea of cheating is a universal, and therefore should not be done it to anyone. Now, Islam emphasized on it so much is because of the fact that it keeps happening. People keep doing it. And Allah wanted to bring their attention that this action is a heinous action, that Allah will punish people on Day of Judgment with fire for cheating other people. Inshallah, we will continue this discussion in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را